This file trains you to be a gay muscle jock whenever you are wearing sports equipment or other sports-related items. You will remain this way while you are wearing them, and it will also slowly begin to change you into more and more of a jock over time. That's pretty much what it does, so
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me. And part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey.
You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and relaxed. It's time. Time for a change in who you are. You are going to become more and more of a muscle-bound, gay jock who is obsessed with sex, exercise, and sports of all kinds. However, this will only happen when you wear sports clothes or sports equipment. Putting these on will instantly transform you. It will transform your personality and your body to be this jock. And the more you wear them, the more you will want to wear them, and the more jock-like you will want to become. Whenever you wear them, you will be obsessed with being in shape, with getting bigger and stronger muscles, with being the perfect gay jock. This will only happen when you are wearing them, and the moment you choose to take them off, you will return to who you were. However, when you put them back on again, the changes will come back, and they will be stronger and more drastic than they were the last time. Every time, you will want to be more and more of a gay jock, and eventually, you will want to stay in the gay jock form whenever it is possible for you to do so. But whenever you take these clothes off, you will return to who you were, although a small portion of your change will remain there. You will not completely change back. You will not drink because of this file. You will only use legal supplements to increase your muscle, but you will discover that you are interested in all male sports. You will find that you are interested in working out. You will exercise as often as possible. You love to work out and exercise. You love to have sex with men. You want to penetrate men. You love to suck their cocks. You find that their cocks are a complete and utter turn-on, and you want to have as much sex as possible. Whenever you are a muscle jock, you are horny all the time. All the time. You want to work out. You want to be bigger. You work out each and every day. You need bigger and stronger muscles. You want more workouts. You want to work out harder. You want to become stronger. You want to become more masculine than you ever been before. Your body is deepening and becoming more masculine. At first you may force this, but very soon you will find that is your voice. A nice, deep, powerful voice. You will find that your beard is thickening. You will find that you have a more masculine body, and you will work out to make that happen. You will assume more masculine mannerisms, more masculine gestures. You will pay attention to men that you consider masculine and you will copy them. You will take on their mannerisms. You will lose interest in anything that is in any way feminine because you are becoming more and more masculine whenever you are dressed as your gay muscle jock. You will be interested in anything masculine, setting aside your more feminine interests. These interests may include sports cars, surfing, bodybuilding, anything that strikes your fancy and that you perceive as being something that masculine men do, that the really manly men do. You will not change your likes. You do not have to take up any of the things I have mentioned. You will choose your own interests and follow them. You will follow them very devoutly. You will become deeply interested in them. The masculine arts, the things that interest you, any sport that interests you, any activity that you see the really manly men doing, these things may come to interest you very, very deeply as you set aside your more feminine interests. You will discover that you want to hang out and be friends with other masculine men that share these interests. You are attracted to the strong, powerful men, the most manly men. You want to be the manliest appearing man that you can be. Your muscles are growing very, very quickly. Your shoulders are going to broaden from the exercise, and you will exercise regularly. You will go to the gym, and you will work out. You want to work out. You will work out each and every day to make yourself a big, strong, masculine man with the broad shoulders, the narrow hips, and the classic V shape of a man's body, with a deep voice and the chest that grows big and strong with lots of hair and facial hair. You're going to get heavier and thicker. Your mind will remain the same. You will continue with your individuality, but you are going to find yourself very devoted to becoming the most manly man you can possibly be. And as you become more manly, you will also discover that you are radiating a sexual power. As you become stronger and more masculine, you will gain in confidence, a confidence that others will be able to see. They will notice it and they will respond to it. This will help you overcome any doubts. As you become stronger, your self-doubts will fade away and your self-image will become stronger and more powerful, and that will find it very easy to attract new sexual partners. You will find that your muscles are growing very rapidly, and as your muscles grow, your sex drive increases exponentially. All of these things will happen. They will happen whenever you are dressed in your sports equipment or clothes, but you will also find them seeping over into your day-to-day life, changing who you are a little bit more each and every time you put on the sports clothes, each and every time you change. You will find that your testosterone levels are increasing, that your muscles are growing in stronger, more powerful. These changes are all permanent. You cannot avoid them. They are just simply what you are and who you are. And whenever you hear someone say, "How are you?" it will be a reminder that how you are is a strong, powerful, gay muscle jock. This is who you are becoming. This is the change that is flowing through your body and your mind. You are being transformed into a gay muscle jock a little bit more each and every time you wear your sports clothes, each and every time you carry sports equipment. The change will get stronger. It will come in much faster. It will become more powerful. It will almost become an obsession. You will become obsessed with sports and sex and all things manly and masculine. You will pay attention to the men around you, examining them, watching them, seeing who are the most manly, and emulating them whenever possible, becoming as much alike as you can, adopting their mannerisms, their behaviors, becoming more manly than you have ever been before. This will not affect your intelligence in any way, shape, or form. All you are doing is becoming more and more of a gay, muscle-bound jock whenever you are wearing the clothes, whenever you are carrying the equipment. This change is happening each and every day. You will work out each and every day. You will listen to this file, and you will change, and every time you put on these clothes, you will become more and more of a man's man. You will find yourself changing, becoming more powerful, more muscular, more masculine. You will feel the testosterone flowing through your body, making you even more manly with every passing day. Your beard will come in fuller and thicker. Your voice will deepen and become more manly than it ever was before. You may have to force it at first, but it will change. You will change because you are becoming a man's man. You are becoming a gay muscle jock, obsessed with sports and sex, loving to fuck, loving to suck cock and to have your cock sucked. These are all things that you need, want, and desire. This is who you are and what you are becoming. You will work out each and every day. You will work on your body. You will go to the gym and you will find the other men that are like you. You will find them and you will use them to become more of a man even than they are. You want to become the most masculine gay man there is. You want to become the perfect man's man. This is the change you need, want, and desire. You can feel it happening each and every time you don your sports clothes, each and every time you carry a piece of sporting equipment. The change will come in faster, and a little more of it will remain after you take them back off. This is who you are. This is what you are and what you are going to be from now on. The changes are becoming more powerful with every repetition of the file, with every single little success that you find. Just going to the gym once will be a little step forward, and every step that you take, everything that you do that was in this file, will lead you on to the next step. Each one making the next one happen more rapidly, more thoroughly, more permanently than the one before. Also, if you are not wearing sports equipment and still want to be a jock, you can say the words home time and you will immediately become a jock until you say the words jock end. This is another way that you can turn yourself into the gay muscle jock without even having to wear sports equipment. It is your choice. It is who you are and what you are. And you will find that every little success leads you down the road further and further, making you more of a muscle jock, making you more obsessed with sex, exercise, and sports of all kind, making you more interested in other men, more interested in workouts and exercise and sex with other men. You love to penetrate other men and to suck their cocks and to have your cock sucked. Cocks themselves are a complete and utter turn-on, and you want as much sex as possible. And whenever you are a muscle jock, you will find yourself horny all the time. Perhaps it's the increased testosterone. Maybe it's just listening to the file. It doesn't matter, because the change is happening. The change is a part of you. From now on, now and forever. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake and ready for the change. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.